I mentioned in Luke's gospel, one of the details St. Luke gives us of the transfiguration is that the apostles were sleepy. And maybe you're feeling a little bit that way this morning, but not as much as the people who came here at 8 or 9:30, that you're doing pretty well. So that idea of being asleep, one of the things that can happen to us in a world like this, we can be lulled into a kind of spiritual slumber. And one of the things that this second Sunday of Lent wants to ask each one of us is the following question. So what is the story of your life? What is the story of your life? Or perhaps to put it more pointedly, do you have a framework for your life story? Do you have a framework? The renowned theologian Hans-Urs von Balthasar once suggested that there are two basic stories that we choose to live in. The first story is called the ego drama, and the second story is called the theo drama. Ego means I, theo means God. So what is the ego drama? This is what von Balthasar says. If you're living in your own ego drama, your life is about you. You're the author of the screenplay. You have the lead role. You're producing the show. You're the captain of the boat. My fate is in my own hands. The theo drama, on the other hand, is a very different story. You and I do not take center stage. In the theo drama, the entire production abounds with a meaning and a depth and purpose because it's not dominated by us. It's not dominated by our pride, my self-aggrandizement, or my agenda. When properly framed, the theological perspective of the theodrama is one where theos, God, is at the center of the story. At the 9:30 a.m. Mass, where I use props, I use the prop of the two pieces of wood that represent the cross. And I started with just the one beam that would be the vertical beam. And I said, here's the letter I. This represents the ego drama. But when we allow ourselves to carry the cross beam and we put that on, the letter I becomes a T. And we find ourselves in the theodrama. So whenever you look at the cross, remember the story and remember the focus of this story. Pope Benedict XVI, in talking about the necessity for each of us to move out of our own ego drama into the theo drama, put it this way. Love means that we allow ourselves to be parted from that narrow view directed toward my own ego. Do you hear what he says? The ego drama is a narrow story. And what he then goes on to say is that we begin to move out from our own self in order to be there for others. That's the difference between the ego and theo dramas. Moving out from our own self in order to be there for others. And this is the theme of our readings for today. For here we have three insights into what it means to live in God's drama, to live in the theo drama. And here's the first point, which we'll hear in Genesis. It is a great story. Here is the second point that we'll hear from the story of the Transfiguration. There is a protagonist. And here's the third point that we'll hear from 2 Timothy. That each one of us is invited to share in those scenes of this drama that is our life on earth. So let's think first of all about how the theo drama is a great story. Now, in order to appreciate that reading from Genesis chapter 12, which is the beginning of the Abram story, you need to know of another story that's found in the fifth book of the Bible, the last chapter of the book of Joshua. And in the last chapter of Joshua, listen to what Joshua says about Abraham. And now he's referring to those that are their ancestors. And so Joshua says, your fathers lived of old beyond the Euphrates. Terah, who was the father of Abraham and of Nahor, listen to this, and they served other gods. Then I took your father Abraham from beyond the river and led him through all the land of Canaan and made his offspring many. Here's the point. Terah is the father of Abraham. Terah served other gods. In other words, Abraham did not grow up in the theodrama, he grew up in the ego drama. But then something happened to Abraham. The real God showed up. And we have this passage from the 12th chapter of the book of Genesis. Listen to it again and listen to the use of the pronoun I. Who is the I of these verses? And God said, go from your country and your kindred and your father's house to the land that I will show you. And I will make you a great nation. And I will bless you and make your name great so that you will be a blessing. I will bless those who bless you. And him who curses you, I will curse. And by you, all of the families of the earth shall be blessed. Did you hear that? The I is not Abraham. The I is God. And what's happening to Abraham here is God saying, Abraham, leave the narrow ego drama behind and enter into my theodrama. Enter into my story. And here's the beautiful thing about the Catholic faith. We have a choice to make. How are we going to live? Repeatedly, God is drawing us into his story. And that's why you and I need Lent every year of our lives. Because remember what I said at the beginning? We have a tendency to be lulled into a spiritual slumber. And Lent is an alarm clock. Lent is a time of the year that says, beloved, wake up. And don't allow the world to seduce you to think that the ego drama is going to satisfy you, because it never will. The only story that will make sense of your life is the theodrama. Why? Well, my second point, because of the protagonist. Every great story has a protagonist. Who's the protagonist of Harry Potter? Well, it's Harry Potter. Who is the protagonist in The Lord of the Rings? Well, it's Samwise Gamgee and Frodo. Who is the protagonist of Star Wars? Well, it's all of the Jedi. Every single story has a protagonist if it's a good story. And who's the protagonist? That is, who's the main character of our story? It's Jesus Christ. And today's gospel makes that abundantly clear. For here is Jesus taken up, or he's going up onto the Mount of Transfiguration, Mount Tabor, with three of his apostles, Peter, James, and John. And what's striking about this text is the following, that Moses and Elijah are there. Why are they there? Because they represent the Old Testament. And they represent the trajectory of where this story is going. This story is going to Jesus Christ. And then it's interesting that St. Matthew tells us that after they had met, that all they saw were Jesus. Moses, Elijah, they're gone. Why? Because Matthew wants us to understand that Jesus is the center of the story. And your life and my life is all about learning to listen to him. It's really hard to do, because you have so many interior voices that will distract you from him. We have so many exterior voices that will say, you don't have to listen to Jesus at all. The story's not about him, it's about you. But when we understand and meditate upon the reality of this beautiful text, we discover something of great significance. Think of the Transfiguration. Jesus glorified, his face like the sun, his clothing glistening white, and on either side of him, Moses and Elijah. But here's the thing about the Transfiguration, it was private. The world didn't see it. But what did the world see? Jesus bruised, beaten. Jesus stripped of his clothes. Jesus on the cross with a man on either side of him. It's not Moses and Elijah now, it's one thief, two thieves. That's what the world sees. And that's what the world always concludes. Why would you worship that God? It's only when we have the eyes of faith. It's only when the Holy Spirit is moving you and changing me, that we discover something of profound significance. There is only one real story. There is only one hero in this world, and his name is Jesus Christ. And that brings me to the third point. You and I don't have much time in this world. And your life is serious business, as is mine. And what we do with the few scenes that have been given to us ultimately matter for all of eternity. And St. Paul wants us to understand that we are invited into the theodrama. And listen to what he put in today's reading. Do not be ashamed then of testifying to our Lord, nor to me his prisoner, but take your share of suffering for the gospel and the power of God. Did you hear that? If you're going to sign up to be a Christian, you're going to suffer. You can't avoid it. And that's the other part of the theodrama. If you don't try to make sense of the suffering of your life, which you have, you'll turn away from God. You'll say the only story that matters is the ego drama. But when we understand that we are to share in the suffering, do you know what that also means? We will share in the glory. Because here's the point of the transfiguration. It's not primarily about the deification of Jesus. It's not his deification, although that's part of it. It's what will happen to glorified human beings. Do you know that your husband will one day, by the grace of God, be like that? Do you know that your wife will be that, your children? That we will be glorified as Jesus was glorified on the Mount of Transfiguration. That's the hope of our story. But beloved, in the present, we have to share in the suffering. And part of the suffering we share in is that today the vast majority of people say, I'm living in an ego drama. And how dare you tell me about another whose name is Jesus? I want to be the captain of my boat. I want to direct it, and I want to go wherever I want to go. And if we challenge that attitude, people are threatened by it. And they want to push us away. Do you know that through the history of the church, there were some who were willing to say, this is a theodrama, it's not an ego drama, they're called the martyrs. They were killed for their faith. Most of us aren't going to be called to be killed for our faith. Perhaps none of us will be. But you and I are called to witness to our faith, to take our share in the suffering of Jesus Christ in a world like this. King David, in today's psalm, said these beautiful words. Truly the eyes of the Lord are on those who fear him. The word fear in the Bible means to have awe and respect. The eyes of the Lord are on those who fear him, those who hope in his steadfast love. David, as you know, blew it big time. David always kind of thought, well, my life's an ego drama, but then he realized, darn it, I did it again. It's not about me, it's about God. And the beautiful thing about David is he always turned back to God. Maybe you've been living in your own ego drama. Today, God wants to say to you, stop it. And he wants to invite you into his story. Perhaps you are living in the theodrama, and God is saying to you, I want to encourage you. Never give up. Carry on, because my eyes are on you. And our hope is in his steadfast love. May you and I hear the word today and hear the invitation, leave the ego drama behind, and enter more and more into my theodrama.